My name is Jody Culkin, and I'm an artist in New York. And in 1985, I made a piece at Art on the Beach for Creative Time called Vacation Homes of the Future.
In the late 1970s and into the 80s, Battery Park City was just a sandy landfill. It had been created from rocks and dirt excavated during the construction of the World Trade Center. For 8 years, artists used the space to present sculptures and performances and throw the greatest beach parties.
It was really truly like a beach in Lower Manhattan. The sand was kind of dirty. It wasn't like a really slick, fancy beach, but it was like some kind of strange city beach that had just been plunked down there.
Vacation Homes of the Future was a series of brightly colored small rooms, each about the size of an SUV, buried in the sand.
So until you were practically right on top of them, all you could see was about 8 inches of painted metal or painted plywood. Until you were right on top of them, you wouldn't even know that they were there.
But people found them. Culkin used to come down to the beach to watch how people used her vacation homes.
You know, people would come read the newspaper and stand around and sit in some of the sculptures. And I was really thrilled that they were actually used by people who came to see the show. There were often couples kissing. You know, I saw it more than once, and I was sort of surprised because it was quite a small piece.
Eventually, Culkin's piece was filled with the sand that surrounded it, and Stuyvesant High School was built on top. 1985 was the last year that Art on the Beach was set at Battery Park City.
There was almost like a parade of skyscrapers and kind of luxury high-rises moving along the beach, getting closer and closer and closer. We knew this was the end. So when I think of the juxtaposition of my little piece and what's there now, there's a kind of sense of inevitability of the difference.